En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo. Amén. The New Testament used just two of the four Greek words for love: agape and philia. They might appear very similar, but they are distinct. We have philia for the people we have brotherly love, agape. On the other hand, is a love grounded in our ethical ideals. It's a love that requires careful consideration. When Jesus commands us to love one another, he means to love with agape, unconditional love, because agape is God's love mirror through us and towards our neighbors, so that others can see God through us. Jesus says, I give you this command: to love one another as I have loved you. With these words, Jesus emphasized that he wants his disciples to experience the same love inside themselves. I want you to have a love between each other that is the same as I have shown you, is the message that Jesus is giving in today's gospel. This is what he says to the people who chosen to follow him. I have given this to you, and I taught you how to do it and how to experience it in the depths of our soul. Christ demonstrated the generosity of his love when he said that no one has a greater love than this: being willing to give your life to save your friends. In today's gospel, we heard Jesus speaking extraordinary love, and he calls his disciples and he encouraged them to love with a generous heart so they can love as God desires to love. One of the most difficult parts of loving our neighbor is loving someone we know has harmed us. This could be a family member or a friend who maybe doesn't know they have hurt us, but the action do hurt us. This can be as a small, as a hurtful word, or as a large, voting for someone whose politics would win my heart us. Being in a position like this makes harder to love that particular person. Yet, Jesus commands us to love also that person. But how can we love them? I do not intend to have the answer to this question, But I do believe that we must look at both sides when we ask God to help us, when it's hard to love someone else. We must imagine that someone else is asking for help to try to love us too. Each of us has something that may take the other believe that it is difficult to love us. So, let us each other do the work on it so that we can love even the difficult ones. And how can you know what makes it hard for someone to love you? By listening. In a time that listening is overlooked, it is a way to try and start loving. Because they might have a point we need to hear. And if so, we can learn how to love each person better. Love is the basic principle that underlies God's connection with creation, and love is the principle that Jesus recalls when he invites his disciples to abide in him. The call to love comes with guidance. We see in John 15 that teaches obedience is the key. If you keep my commands, you will abide in my love. Loving like Jesus loved encourages us to set aside our own pride, to listen to others, even those who find it difficult to love us. I am not saying that we will reach perfection, but rather that is an ongoing process that invites us to be constantly open. This is a life work in progress that have no end, but we can improve slowly with practice. All this will lead us to the love we know in Jesus, and will motivate us and to know God better, but also to love and know one another better. Jesus' love is communal. It's a community experience. It's one another experience. So let that love inspire us to serve and to live for one another. Amen.